phrase on this Children's Day is the hymn 704. The hymn 704, if I come to Jesus, he will make me glad. He will give me pleasure when my heart is sad. The hymn 704, we stand to sing God's praise. We encourage you to sing well, even as we sing this opening hymn of praise. The hymn 704 in the page 460. Let's seek the Lord in the word of prayer together. Let's pray for God's blessing upon this, his day, the Lord's day, and on this Children's Day today. Let's seek the Lord, our Father and our God in heaven. We come into thy holy presence and through the name of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for the opportunity to gather into thy house to worship thee, the only true God. We desire that every heart and every mind would be taken up with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We recognize that this day our children of the Sunday school will take part, will participate in the meeting. But Lord, we pray that what they will say about the Savior, what they will present in the gospel, will be that which will take hold of our hearts today as we come to worship thee in spirit and in truth. We thank thee for every child who thou hast given to us. And we pray, O God, that as they are instructed in the things of God, that they'll not only know the truths of thy word intellectually, but they'll know it experimentally, even in their lives. We thank thee for the Savior who came into this world as a child. He was born of the Virgin Mary. He was born a baby, went through infancy, and then, dear God, through childhood, through adolescence and into adulthood, how the Savior could have full well came into this world as a full-grown man, But he came into this world as a baby. Oh God, as an infant, and therefore understands every stage of human development. Thank you for the sympathizing and empathizing Savior. Lord, as we worship him today, Lord, that our hearts will be taken up solely and exclusively with respect to all that he has done and all that he is and his gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank thee for families that are gathered in, loved ones and friends, grandparents, aunts and uncles. And we pray that thou wilt challenge hearts today, even in the gospel. Think of those that once were in Sunday school, that have now left Sunday school. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt remind them of their days around, O God, the open Bible. Maybe those, even from this congregation, maybe they're found, O God, in different parts of this province or even further afield. O God, speak to their hearts today. Lord, restore the backslider. Bring them back, O God, to their first love. Lord, save the lost, the sinner, and do thine own work, we pray. We thank thee, O God, for what Christ has done for us in the gospel. We pray that our hearts might be encouraged, even as we hear of that today. Bless thy servant as he has come along. Fill him with the power of God and with the Holy Ghost, we pray. Lord, seal this Children's Day service with men and women, boys and girls, being saved by thy amazing grace. So answer prayer and challenge every heart and be in our midst, we pray. For we offer our petitions and prayers in and through our Savior's precious and holy and wonderful name. Amen and amen. Well, we welcome one and all to our Children's Day service. And can I just say that if you have the urge of maybe videoing or doing something like that, please do not share that on social media. We have to be careful with all of these things. So I just want to set that out just at the beginning. But we welcome you in the Savior's name, and we trust that the Lord will bless us as we meet together. The young people, the children are taking part, and so we're going to have our first item on our order of service. And Luke McCallion is going to come, and he's going to recite at this time a poem entitled The Story of Jesus.
The story of Jesus. Tell me the story of Jesus. Tell why he came from above. Was it because we were sinners? Was it in pity and love? I love to hear about Jesus. He was always so patient and kind. He went all alone over the mountains, the sheep who were straying to find. I love where he fed all the hungry. When their little boy gave him his bread, how he said, "Arise, little maiden," to the poor little girl who was dead. Oh yes, I will open to Jesus, and gladly I'll let him come in. I want to know him as my Saviour. I long he should pardon my sin.
And may that be your prayer. You'll let him come in. You'll know him as Saviour, and that he would pardon you of your sin. We're going to have a quartet from the smallest Sunday school class, our youngest smallest Sunday school class, Bethany, Grace, Maisie and Michaela, are going to sing, "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know."
Jesus loves me.
thank you, girls, for your singing. One great theologian was asked the question, what is the great theological truth that you've ever learned? And I suppose people were thinking some great doctrine within the Word of God. And he said, I learned the greatest theological truth on my mother's knee. It was this: Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And we're going to have a poem concerning that very theme again, Jesus loves me. And Niamh Montgomery and Aaron Wilson, they're going to recite this poem at this particular time. Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me. I might only be young, but there's one thing I really do know, and that is Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so.
In John chapter 3, verse 16, this message is clear and true, for God sent his Son to die on the cross for me and you.
And another thing I know, we are all born with sin in our heart, but when we come to God for salvation, a new life in him, we can start.
Yes, I might only be young, but friend, listen well to my plea. Accept the Lord as your Saviour, and you too from sin can be free.
And may you find the challenge of that. Accept the Lord as your Saviour, and you too from sin can be free. Where do we learn that Jesus loves us? We learn it in the Word of God, and we're going to have a Bible recitation at this time, and Ethan Brown is going to come, and he's going to recite for us Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 to 6.
The Bible says in Isaiah 53, verses 1 to 6, Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall go up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground, for he hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
And surely we see the cross there, and surely we see emphasized to us the Saviour's sufferings there in the cross of Calvary. And surely Calvary is the greatest demonstration of God's love. We're going to have this whole Sunday school taking part, and they're going to sing two pieces at this time. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me and redeemed. How I love to proclaim it.
By the blood of the Lamb.
What great truths our young people, children, have been singing about Christ lifting us out of our sin. Lifting us out of our sin and delivering us by a Redeemer. What is this Redeemer like? Well, he is the God-man. And Joe McMullen is going to recite a poem entitled, The God-man.
The God-man, our blessed Lord combined in one, two natures both complete. A perfect manhood all sublime, in Godhead all replete. As man he entered Canaan's feast, a humble quest to dine. As God he moved the water there, and changed it into wine. As man he climbed the mountain's height, and supplicant to be. As God he left the place of prayer, and walked upon the sea. As man he wept in heartfelt grief, beside a loved one's grave. As God, he burst the bands of death, almighty still to save. As man, he lay within a boat, o'erpowered by needful sleep. As God, he rose, rebuked the wind, and stilled the angry deep. Such was our Lord in life on earth, in dual nature one. The woman's seed in very truth, and God's eternal Son. O child, O son, O Word made flesh, may thy high praise increase, called Wonderful, the Mighty God, the Eternal Prince of Peace.
How that poem presents to us the manhood of Christ and the Godhood of Christ. God and man, two distinct natures, in the one unique person, the God-man, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. We're going to have a Bible recitation at this time, and Noah Murphy is going to come and he's going to recite for us today the Ten Commandments. Thank you.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, that is in the earth beneath, that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I am the Lord thy God, I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities upon the fathers unto the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labour and do all thy work, but the seventh is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no work, none nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honour thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear a false witness against thy neighbour, thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's house, Thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbour's.
Well, I remember your brother doing it a few years ago, and you were just as good. Well done, Noah, thank you. And how these are the commandments of God, and they remain in place. And may God help us to always obey the law of God, because in that we find freedom. We don't find bondage, we find glorious freedom as we obey the Lord in all things. What makes a Sunday school run smoothly? Well, I suppose there needs to be a syllabus. The Word of God ever at the front of it all. I suppose we need children in our Sunday school. No point in coming here to Sunday school without any boys and girls. But we also need Sunday school teachers, and how thankful we are of a faithful band of Sunday school teachers who spend many, many hours preparing the Word of God. And I suppose at times they feel discouraged and maybe they feel like giving up. Well, we're going to have one of our Sunday school teachers taking part, and our sister Mrs. Mabel Brown is going to come and recite at this time a little poem entitled Sunday School.
Sunday School. She sat down so dejected and wondered should she leave, when a grubby little hand tugged at her coat sleeve. A voice asked if she'd listen, and the child began to cry. She said, "Teacher, I'm not ready if it came my turn to die. For I don't know the Saviour, and I'm lost and so alone. Do you think the Lord would take me in and make me all his own? My heart is black and sinful, and I want it white as snow. And you've told us only Jesus' blood can cleanse and make it so. I've given lots of trouble in class most every week, but I couldn't help remembering I'm the one Christ came to seek. And even though I saw the tears, yes, I made you cry today. You put your arm around me and I couldn't go away. And through the love you've shown me, I'm sure Jesus loves me too. I want him now to save me. You'll tell me how, won't you?" So teacher then and pupil knelt together side by side, and that little girl discovered Jesus' arms were open wide. That little girl grew up and now is far away, pointing boys and girls to Jesus in a far-off land today. It was worth all the teaching, nor was it e'er in vain, for that teacher never wondered if she should leave again.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Brown, and we can say, well, thank God for all those Sunday school teachers that put investment of time and energy into our own lives, those that are saved, those who know the Saviour. Well, thank God, who knows whom God will raise up to be preachers and missionaries of the gospel, and just Christians living for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to have an instrumental piece at this time, and Luke Murphy is coming to play his flute. He's going to play two pieces, Stand Up for Jesus, and Pass Me Not, O Gentle Saviour. And as we've been praying, we're praying that you'll not let the Saviour pass by, but as he comes to you in the gospel, that you'll come to trust him as your Saviour. We're going to have a poem from the oldest of our Sunday school class at this time. Jonathan Wilson, Nathan Montgomery, and Peter Laverty are coming, and they're going to speak on the fertile field. The fertile field.
How great the yield from a fertile field. The farmer ploughs through the field of grain, and the blade of the plough is sharp and keen. But seed must be sown to bring forth grain, for nothing is born without suffering and pain.
And God never ploughs in the soul of man without intention and purpose and plan. So whenever you feel the plough sharp blade, let not your heart be sorely afraid.
For like the farmer, God chooses a field from which he expects an excellent yield. So rejoice, though your heart be broken in two. God seeks to bring forth a rich harvest in you.
That's the purpose of teaching our young people the gospel and the word of God, to produce a harvest, praying that God will produce a harvest in their lives that will last for all of time. We're going to have a Bible recitation. At this time, Jonathan McMullen, Samuel Laverty, and they're coming to recite to us Psalm 139.
Psalm 139, verse 1 to 18. O Lord, thou search me and know me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought far off. Thou compassest my path. Am I lying down? Thou art acquainted with all my ways.
For there is no word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, as high I cannot attain unto it.
Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning, and dwell in the outermost part of the sea.
Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be the light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee. The night shineth as the day, the darkness and the light are both light to thee.
For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth.
Thine eyes to see my substance yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuous were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, there are more in number in the sand. When I wake, I am still with thee.
How that psalm reminds us that there's no place that we can go where God does not see, hear, and know all about us. And so we thank Jonathan and Samuel for reciting just at this time. We welcome one and all in their Saviour's precious name. And if you're visiting with us, we warmly welcome you. And we trust that your presence here will be an encouragement to our boys and girls, but also that God will minister to your soul. Don't make it your last visit, but please come again to worship the Lord. We meet every Lord's Day, 12 noon and 7 p.m. in the Gospel. And in welcoming you, we welcome our speaker for today, our preacher for today, Mr. Noel Shields. Pray for God's servant as he comes in a few moments' time. Remind you of the announcements for this, the Lord's Day, and the rest of the week. 6:30 is our prayer meeting this evening. Want to encourage you to come and to pray, and pray for God's blessing upon the gospel service tonight. The children will be taking part again in our service, and Mr. Shields will be along to bring the closing challenge from God's Word. Come again. Please support the children and those involved in our Sunday school. But come and hear the gospel. And may God create within you a desire to be under the Word of God and listening to the Word of God as it's preached in this place. Remind you of our Bible study and prayer meeting Wednesday night, 8 p.m. this week. And we continue our study on revival in the will of God. Friday night, presbyteries in Dungannon at 8 p.m. Then next Lord's Day, 10:30, our Sunday School Bible class, 12 noon family worship, followed by our communion service, 3:30. The open air is the bi-weekly open air on the street there, Main Street, 7 p.m, the gospel service, and I'll be preaching at all of those services on next Lord's Day in the will of God. Can I thank all those who have helped for Children's Day, have helped prepare the children themselves, the parents, and also Sunday school teachers, and our sister Mrs. Strong. As always, we want to thank you in the Saviour's precious name. Can I also thank those who went on Monday night to the recording of Let the Bible Speak, the television recording down in Lurgan. Your support was deeply appreciated there. And I also thank the seniors who behaved themselves so well on Thursday. No problems with them. It's amazing whenever you get out of the bus, the first place that they go to is for food. That's the first thing that they made their way for. But we had a really enjoyable time, and the weather was so favourable to us. It rained most of the morning. We got off in Newcastle, stopped raining for 2 hours, gave us a window of opportunity. We got onto the bus, and immediately we got onto the bus, it started to rain again. And so God was so kind, so gracious to us, and we give him the glory for that, and was an enjoyable day. The ladies' outing is on Saturday the 29th of June, and all details are on sheets in the hallway as you make your way out. Also, the annual barbecue in the will of God is on Friday the 21st of June at 7 p.m. onwards. There are sign-up sheets for catering purposes. Please sign up with respect to meeting or that barbecue. And everyone is invited, so please come and make that a really enjoyable night. We're having a gospel mission in Killymuck. You probably don't know where Killymuck is. Well, we'll get you to know where Killymuck is. Between Upper Lands and Kilray, little orange hall there, where Brother Mr. Shields is speaking at it in the will of God. That's from the Lord's Day, the 22nd of September. Now, there are little cards on the magazine stand that have been printed this week. You take one, put them up on a fridge or somewhere. Not in a dartboard or anything like that there with respect to our brother. But please, let's remember this in prayer. Put it into your Bible. Pray for it every day. We'll be there in the gospel, and we trust that you'll come along. Lord's Day's at 3:30 and the weeknights at 8 p.m. in the will of God. And then can I just say to whoever people or to whatever person did a little bit of cleaning up around the church, I don't know who it was, but I noticed it. And I trust whoever that was who did that for Children's Day, I just want to thank you publicly. I don't know who it was, don't need to know who it was, but I noticed it. And the Lord notices these things. And I just want to thank you sincerely in the Saviour's precious and worthy name. We're turning in our hymn books to our offering hymn, Come to the Saviour, Make No Delay. The hymn 701. The hymn number 701 on the page 459, Come to the Saviour, Make No Delay. We remain seated while the tithes and offerings are brought in for God's work.
Yeah.
We're going to ask Rhoda Laverty to come and now sing a solo, and it's entitled Take Up Thy Cross. And he who took up the cross calls us to take up a cross and follow after the Saviour. Thank you, Rhoda. Isaac Brown is going to come and recite at this time, Long Before I Knew Him.
Long before I knew him, Jesus thought of me, left his home in glory to die on Calvary. Gave his life a ransom, from sin set me free. Long before I ever knew him, Jesus died for me. Just how Jesus knew me, I don't understand, and how enough he drew me according to God's plan. I'm so glad he saved me, fulfilled God's just demand, that when someday I stand before him, then I'll understand.
And it will not be until then that we understand all that Christ has done for us. The choir's coming to sing their final three pieces, Come and Hear the Gospel Story. And then they're singing Christ is the Saviour of Sinners. And then finally, Come to Christ, the Blessed Saviour.
to save. On the cross he shed his blood, and by that showed us his love, as he died for sin upon the cruel tree. Come and hear the gospel story of the Christ who died to save. On the cross he shed his blood, and by that showed us his love, as he died for sin upon the cruel tree. Savior for me. Long I was chained in sin's darkness, but by his grace I am free. Savior of sinners, Savior of sinners like me, shedding his blood for my ransom, Christ is the Savior for me. Just as I was, he received me, seeking from judgment to flee. But there is no condemnation, this is the Savior for me. Savior of sinners, Savior of sinners like me, shedding his blood for my ransom, Christ is the Savior for me. Sin shall the glory be dawning, then his own face I shall see. Sing, O my soul, in thy gladness, this is the Savior for me. Savior of sinners, Savior of sinners like me, for my ransom, Christ is the Savior for me. Come to Christ, the blessed Savior. Delay. He will wash and cleanse and save you if you come to him today. Why not leave your sin and sorrow? Trust in the Redeemer's blood. He will justify and save. Come to Christ, the blessed Savior. Come to Christ without delay. He will wash and cleanse and save you if you come to him today. Why not leave your sin and sorrow? Trust in the Redeemer's blood. He will justify and save you and bring you to heaven above.
Well, thank you, boys and girls, and I trust that you take to heart the challenge. Come to Christ, the blessed Savior. Come to him without today. We're glad to have our brother, Mr. Shields, with us this afternoon, and we're praying that God will bless him as he brings the challenge of the gospel even now.
Well, we'd like to thank Mr. Stewart for the warm words of welcome, and it's lovely to be along here today, special day, with the boys and girls, and of course the young people, and they did very well, and it's nerve-wracking sometimes getting up, isn't it? But you all did very well. Now, I want today, I have some things up here, some signs with me. Because the Bible asks the question, what is your life? What is your life? And so how do we answer that question? Because who likes making a journey? Who likes going for big drives? Nobody. Why is that, boys? All bicycles down around here. Is that right? I still got the horse and cart. Is that right? Well, up where I live, we've got motor cars. And we go far away. Especially you're living all along, you have to drive for miles to get everywhere. And it's a long way in and out when I go about preaching throughout Northern Ireland. So there's long journeys, but when you look around, you see signs, don't you? By the side of a road. And offer to direct us about certain things. When we think about what is your life, well, some people think that life is a roundabout. That's what they say. What they're saying is, you live, you die, and you live, you die, you get on, you get off, you get on, you get off. And it's called a big word, reincarnation. So they say, you live, and then you die, and then you come back. You come back as somebody else. Or you might come back as an animal. Maybe a pussycat. Who likes pussycats? And may come back like a dog. Well, you imagine Uncle Noel died. And you're going up the street one day and you saw a dog and it was baldy down the middle. Would you look at it and say, that's very like Uncle Noel? I don't. Well, who would believe that? Boys and girls, it's not true. You live once and you die once. The Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. You hold that roundabout, brother. Right, here's another. Some people say that life's a dead end. It's a dead end. There's nothing really in it. And you know, boys and girls and moms and dads are people, and they're living their life, and it's just like a dead end. Because when you live a life not for Jesus Christ, but when you live a life for the world and for sin, you just keep running into a dead end. You get nowhere. You know, before I got saved, that's how I lived my life. I always ran into a dead end. And some people think that, of course, it's just a dead end. But I want to tell you here about the one who can give you life. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And so some people say it talks about life, and we need this one in a moment again, so we'll leave that there, a deadline. Well, we're making a journey, and all these signs are before us. And I may ask some boys and girls, would they know what these signs are? Because life is a journey, right? Who can tell me? We're not asked any lady drivers, so they hardly see signs, is that right? Oh, all the men's laughing. You're not by laughing, you go home to the lad. All right, what is it? Who can tell Uncle Noel? What's that? Anybody want to tell me? Who can tell me? Two-way traffic. All right. That means two-way traffic. Some's going this way and some's going that way. When I was coming down the road, there was cars coming out of Port Leinone and I was coming out of Ronaldstown, and we're both going different roads. But you know, that reminds us of all of us. It reminds us all, boys and girls and moms and dads and adults in this meeting this morning. We're all on a journey, every one of us. But we're going different roads. See some of these arrows here? Going up. And some is going down. And that's the teaching of Jesus Christ. He talks about the straight gate, the narrow way that leads to life. He talks about the way that's broad. Well, it's a broad way. There's a lot of people on it. And it leads down to destruction. And I want all the boys and girls and moms and dads just to think about that even this morning. We're all on a journey. And I want to ask you this question. Which way are you going? Which way are you going? Are you going up? Or are you going down? Are you going to be with Christ? Or are you heading down towards hell? Because that's where sin brings us. So this sign, when you're going along a road, it reminds us that we're traveling. We're traveling on a journey. And I want you to think about that smart. Well, here's one. I think even the ladies would know what this one means. All right? Does it mean go? No, does it mean go? It means stop. And sometimes you see it, of course, it's in red. So that's showing us there's danger. You better put the brakes on. Sometimes maybe you don't see it too late. But boys and girls and mums and dads, we come across this sign. It's telling us something. There's danger. You better stop. And so we better stop. And we see this by the sign of a road. Well, this reminds us, of course, when you come to the Bible talks about ceasing from sin. And we are to stop our sin and to turn away from it. And so we are to stop living that wicked, sinful life. We're not to continue in it. We're not to keep on in this life. We are to stop, as if God puts a warning sign in front of us, his word, his message, his gospel, stop. Just stop there. Sometimes your mom and dad shouts at you. Maybe it's the teachers. You better stop. And God is saying to you, if you're unsaved this morning, stop. Just stop that living that lifestyle. You are to stop. And so some people just say, oh, I'm not stopping. No, no. Boot to the board. I ain't going on ahead. Boys and girls, listen. There's danger. There's danger in going on. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, you see, boys and girls, we are to stop. And that reminds us of stopping. Then there's another sign here I have, and it's called this one here. Does someone know what this would be? There, yes. Yes, crossroads, isn't it? A crossroads. And you're driving up the road, and you're saying, right, uh-oh, what do I go now? Well, you make a decision. You make a decision. And if you have planned out, well, you know where to go, or there's a sign. We're glad of the signs by the side of our road, aren't we? Because sometimes I've been places and I thought, what way do we go now? And of course, you have it in your pocket, not out in your mobile phone. But I saw the time you didn't have a phone in the house, never mind in your pocket. But decision. Got to say, which way am I going to go? What choice am I going to make? I want to make the right choice, don't you? I don't want to go the wrong road because I get lost. I'm in trouble. Well, boys and girls and mums and dads, that's the same with life. You make a decision. You come to a crossroads. Maybe there's someone in the meeting here this morning and you're at the crossroads of your life and you're wondering, what way will I go? Maybe it's a job, something to do at home. Or even I want to say with the things of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, do I turn to him? Remember the crowd was asked that question, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ, whom will you, I will lease unto you? Which one do you want? And they had to make boys and girls a choice. They're at the crossroads. And a lot of them, they made the wrong choice. They made the wrong choice. They said, give us Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. But not Jesus. But we're glad there people in biblical times chose Christ. And think of Joyce, said, choose you this day whom ye shall serve. And I'm saying to everyone here this morning, you're at the crossroads. We come to church, you hear the word of God, and you're told, listen, turn from your sins, come to Jesus Christ. Well, you make a choice. Maybe you say, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go straight on. Straight on in my sin. Straight on in the world. I can't wait to get out of here. Maybe you've made your choice already. Sit in here. But boys and girls, you think of your traveling. All these signs tell a story. And it's a little message for all of us about Jesus Christ. So we make a choice. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. It's like a lovely course of boys and girls. I have decided to follow Jesus. There's no turning back. No turning back. That's the greatest choice I ever made in my life was I went the right road. I came to Jesus Christ. So this here reminds us here of the crossroads. Now, here's another one. Anybody know these? But yes?
U-turn.
A U-turn, handbrake turn. Not right? Well, not exactly, of course, but if you're good, you can do it that way. That means, of course, turn around, and you're up the road, and this side, uh-oh, you're going no further, get around, and maybe a three-point turn, or a five-point turn, or seven, depends how good a driver you are. But it tells you what, you've got to turn around. You can't go any further. Turn around. And that sign's on the road. That's on the road, boys and girls. And I thank the Lord that this is in his word as well, because it tells us, turn around. What's it saying? Repent. It's saying to repent. The gospel's in the signs by the side of a road. It's telling me, you better turn around. The Lord Jesus Christ went out, boys and girls, when he came into this world, and he says, repent. That's what he said. That's the first message he preached. What did he say to people? He says, turn around. And when you go to the book of Acts, you'll see Peter preaching to the crowd of people in Jerusalem, and he says to them, repent. He says, what shall we do? He says, repent, turn around. You see, we've got to turn around. You've got to turn from your sin and come to Christ. And so when you see this sign, it's saying you better turn around. And you know, boys and girls and moms and dads, it's just not a half turn. It's a U-turn. Right around. I say to people, you cannot get to heaven with the Bible in one hand and sin in the other. No, not at all. People think, I can do whatever I like. I know people like that, you know. And they think, well, I can do whatever I like. I can go to the pubs, I can take a wee drink, I can smoke away and do all the rest, all the things. And then Sunday morning I'm sitting in church and I'm going to heaven. Listen, do you turn around? Change of mind, change of heart. You must repent. And I'm asking everyone, have you obeyed this sign? Have you obeyed it? The signs are up. What are the signs up for? For pictures? No. The signs are not up on the side of the road just for looking at and admiring. That's a lovely looking sign. The signs are up that we will repent. We will obey them. Sorry, we will obey them. That's why they're there. And that's why we have the Bible. God has sent all of us. Turn around. Turn around. There's danger. There's hell before anyone who goes on with their sins. That's the teaching of the Bible. We had to be truthful with God's word. That's what he says. We're to turn around. And there's another one. I think now somebody would know what this one is. It's red again. Anybody know what that means? There's usually writing on it. Any lady drivers? They're not speaking to me. It means no entry. That's what that means. It says you can't go up this road. No, stop. There's no entry. That's what it means. Now, one time I lived away down in Lewis. That's away down the bottom of England. Bottom of London. And I used to get the A to Z. Sometimes I had to go to London. Oh, why? No Google in your pocket in those days. The pen and paper. And you sit down and you write, you go up here and you do this and you get on that road. So I'm in the car. Oh, yes. Up into London. And it says, it's a second turn down here on the right. We just go down here and we turn right. And when I go down the road, what do you think I saw? One of them. You can't go up that road. It didn't show me that in the other side. At least I didn't see it anyway. No entry. I want you to say to everyone in the meeting, that's a sign, it's in the word of God. I shall no wise enter in anything that defileth. I'm making the lie. And that shows us that sin cannot enter into heaven. It tells in the Bible about people coming and the banging on the door and they said, Lord, open unto us. The door was shut. You see, they weren't saved. And they couldn't get in. That went awful fine. I have nothing boys and girls are brought up in a Sunday school and brought up in church and be able to recite the Bible and sing hymns and you come to die and try to get into heaven and you can't get in because you weren't saved. Jesus Christ not in your heart. You never turned from sin and trusted him. Oh, you went through the motions. You're through the motions, different things, but it's not enough. Now, I'm sure there's nobody in this meeting but want to see this sign. At the end of your life, there's no entry. You can't get in. You've never turned from sin. You've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Another one, just in closing, I think everybody would know this one. Who knows this, what this means? Who can tell me? Yes? Yes? One way. That's what that means. So when you see this sign, it's one way. That's what it's showing. There's just one way. And that shows us our direction to heaven. It's one way. Not great. Jesus Christ is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. That's what he said. And he said this, No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I meet people, boys and girls, and they say to me, well, I'm doing it my way. I have got my own beliefs. I've got my own things. I'm doing it my way. But listen, there's a sign beside the road. There's one way. And that's true for everybody. Doesn't matter who they are. Doesn't matter where they're from. God sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Jesus Christ. He came into the world. You were singing so well. And you were singing about his death. He died a horrific death upon the cross. He shed his blood to take away our sin, that he might save us. And he rose again from the dead, and he calls us to come to him, to repent and trust him, and he'll take us to heaven, and he'll give us everlasting life, and that's the same for everybody in the meeting. That's the same for everybody outside the meeting. It's the same way for everybody, young and old. One way God said to get to heaven, listen, Jesus, he's the only way. People say to me, what about this? What about Islam? What about this religion, that religion? There's only one way. There are not two ways, or three ways, or four ways. There's one. Jesus Christ. He's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. Not your church, not your parents, not yourself, but the Lord Jesus. Turn to him with all your heart. Trust him. I ask you, are you on this way? I'm glad I'm on it. Mr. Stewart, he's glad he's on it. There's a day we trusted Christ as our Lord and Savior. And he saved us. So, have a wee look around you next time you're making a journey. Watch the signs by the side of the road, because you'll find there's lessons on them. And we can bring them to the Bible. And they point us to Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Thank you very much for listening.
Well, let me thank Mr. Shields. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our Father and our God in heaven, we come before thee and we pray that we may learn that there is only but one way to heaven, one way to know our sins forgiven, by the way of the cross, by the way of blood sacrifice. We thank thee for our Saviour who has redeemed a people and who has saved a people from their sin. And we pray that thou wilt in mercy save those among us who know not Christ as Saviour. Grant, dear God, them to turn, to repent of their sin, as they've been challenged from thy word. Lord, may there be a turning on to thee as they turn away from sin. Lord, answer prayer. Speak to the youngest, to the oldest within this meeting house today, and may glory and praise be brought to thee, O God, for we offer prayer in and through our Saviour's precious and holy name. Amen and amen.